The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
And now the issue of work friendships, which I highlighted before the break. This is a survey that's been done by the One For All company. Lisa Holt, you're Managing Director of CPL Recruitment. Now, do companies really want their employees to be making friends in work? Is that not just going to be a distraction from doing their job?
Hi, Matt. How are you? I think the power of strong bonds and friendships in the workplace can be underestimated, because it does sometimes seem easier to focus on delivery and getting the job done. And people maybe sometimes don't invest in their colleague relationships. But I think it can be a mistake, because without allies and friends, it can be a very lonely existence. And I think employers are very aware of that. To be trusted by and to have trust in a great colleague is invaluable. Not to mention, Matt, the value it adds to culture and the fun it can bring to a job. So no, I think employers like to see their team members working together, you know, enjoying their each other's company. And whilst they have to take their job seriously, not to the extent to the detriment of good relationships in work.
Okay, but I suppose they want them to focus on their work rather than gossiping about what they watched on television last night.
Yes, but there's always a balance, Matt. At the same time, you do have to have, management do have to turn around and say, okay, that's enough about the World Cup, guys, can we get on with our job? But it is really important to have a fun culture in the office. And do you know something? Having strong relationships in work are good, because they support you, encourage you, they motivate you, and they can have a great influence on you and your career.
How interesting is it when it comes to the issue of staff retention, as to whether people stay because they like the people they work with, the social relationships they've developed, rather than perhaps going somewhere else because they just can't stand the people they work with?
Oh, it is so important that people have good colleagues around them, and definitely people do stay when they have a good relationship with their colleagues, where they can turn to somebody on a bad day, you know, a shoulder to cry on as much as someone to have a laugh with. People do stay in an environment where they have good friends and that they have a good solid friendship with their boss, but there has to be a balance. You know, if you're a people manager, you want your team to respect you, and you have to be conscious of how the relationship will develop. The last thing you want is your team not taking you seriously because they think you're mates.
Let's bring in Pat Fitzpatrick, who writes for the Sunday Independent. Are we making an assumption here, Pat, that people who work together are actually talking to each other rather than actually having their head buried in their mobile phone or stuck on the internet?
Well, I noticed that, Matt. Like, I don't work in an office anymore, and I work from home, but I noticed towards the end of my time working in an office that lunchtime, which was the time typically that everyone sat around and chatted, increasingly people were bringing their lunch to their desk, and they were starting to browse the internet. Around this time, social media would even kicking off as well. So that thing of when there was nothing else to do, it was much easier to be friendly with people. You kind of had to be friendly with people. And then when it came to the situation where, you know, you could go browse and read the newspapers, I found myself and other people are doing it. And you even go into offices now and you can see it, where people are glued to their screens even in their downtime. They're taking out a sandwich and having lunch. And, you know, obviously when they're working, they need to talk to each other. But I think increasingly, and that happens in all aspects of life, people are talking less and less. And when I stopped working in an office and kind of moved to working from home, I really missed it. I just had the same conversation every day with this guy at the coffee machine about the traffic on the Kinsale Road roundabout. It was a really boring conversation. I'm sure he found it boring too, but I really missed it when I was working from home and I started working for myself and doing another job. And you'd be surprised, like, the kind of level of interaction and what it does to kind of regulate your day to talk to people. In fact, I remember deciding to leave a job once. I mean, Lisa was saying there about retention, that there's a sense of grief, I think, when a close friend leaves a job. I remember that feeling that they kind of moved on. And I remember a friend of mine left one of my first jobs. I know grief is overstating it, obviously. But I decided that was the day I decided I'm going to leave and get another job. I think something breaks up. You know, those days when you did have friends, there was a sense of something that mattered there. And I met my wife at work, you know, so it was like before Tinder. What else are you going to do?
But of course, can you meet a wife or a husband or a partner at work anymore? Because if you try and make a move on them, you'll be accused of sexual harassment, Pat.
I know, you see, that's why I got over, the going was good. I managed all this in 2008, right? I wouldn't get away with it now, obviously. I'd have to kind of, you know, go through some kind of process where I'd have to actually stalk her on Tinder first, so it didn't look like I was making a move on her at work.
Are you leaving an electronic trail there, actually, that could actually get you dismissed from your job? Do you get lonely, though, working from home rather than having the environment that you have in an office that many other people might have on a factory floor, in a shop or whatever?
Do you know what I miss the most, Matt? Bitching. about employee, about, and like, and you know,
about others, but about management and other employees.
Exactly, mainly about like, the important thing. If I was a boss, I'd want my employees, the guys on my team, to be really good friends, because if they don't bitch to each other, they're going to bitch to me. So like, or bitch about me, but as long as they don't have to hear it. But I do really miss that. Like, I find out, you know, sometimes I do stuff in RTE Cork now. Sometimes I go in there and I kind of join in their bitching. I kind of, to see if they'll let me. It's a very important part of kind of letting off steam, I think, if you're working in a place, that you kind of are friendly with people. And of course, the other one is, if you have a sickie, you're pulling a sickie, you need to be able to ring someone inside if you want to get them to do something for you. Or if you want to, you know, it's very important to have insiders on a day like that as well. So there's a lot of kind of positives in having friends across the board. But yes, to answer your question, working from, I didn't think it would be, but yeah, there is a real aspect of loneliness when you're working alone.
Of course, this One for All research also, Lisa, highlights that apparently in smaller companies where 10 employees or less, such as startups, are more likely to encourage work friendships. But they're also, I would have thought, the problem is smaller groups, and if you get a toxic person in the group, it can destroy friendships and relationships.
Definitely. And just listen to a couple of points there. I think it's very important, if you do have a friendship in work, you're very discreet about that friend's confidences and think carefully about the type of information you choose to divulge to another. Because, you know, it's one thing to say, you know, bitching can be a bit of crack. That's the problem. That's the toxic problem. And I've always had this rule in work, and I say to the guys who are starting out in CPL, if you hear something, is it kind? You know, is it necessary to repeat it? No, it's not. And things always get back. So it's so important. But the other thing, Matt, I want to mention is the power of the inner circle. You know, there's a book I read recently, John Maxwell, he wrote this leadership book, and he talks about the inner circle bringing you up through your career. You have to have an ally, and it's very easy to go alone, solo in an office, because you're surrounded by company, and it's okay. Sometimes you feel you can disregard people, but actually you need an ally to stand up for you, and you need an ally to stand up to you, because you learn from that too.
Paftis Patrick, listening to this, is this one, do you now want to go back into a workplace so you can make new friends?
Well, actually, I was in one of these shared office spaces in Cork City there last week, and I could see, you know, people pay money for these things, and I think people pay, and actually to Lisa's point, you know, people, a lot of solopreneurs and people working by themselves now pay to have coaches and pay to have mentors. I think what they're doing is they're replacing just what Lisa was talking about there, which is that kind of relationship, the kind of, you know, a confidant, someone who'll stand up for you and stand up to you, that kind of a thing. So, you know, there's a cost to it, but I actually can see why. I've only got to go back into an office at this stage and too old for that, Kerry, I know, Matt. But I can see why I would actually go to one of these and pay a bit of money to go to one of these shared office spaces just to kind of recreate that kind of a, you know, buddy environment that I had before.
Pat Fitzpatrick, thank you very much for joining us, and Lisa Holt from CPL Recruitment.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.